All right, we're going to share this mic. It's a real blessing to be with brothers and sisters here again, just gathered together to sing praises to him. Andrew and I, he's not my translator, but you can try if you want. We're real excited to be here to worship together with you all. So let's start with our first song this afternoon, His Mercy Is More. And we have the pianist play it for us once, and then we'll sing it through.
Recently added into our hymn book, and I don't know, it seems like a lot of you guys do know this hymn, but I think it's a really short, beautiful song to sing. I don't know if you guys noticed, but in every start of every verse, it starts with a question. It asks, what love, what patience, and what riches of kindness? And at the end of that verse, it says, and it answers that, our sins there are many, and his mercy is more. And I think the very core of this hymn is the very first line of that chorus. It's all about praising the Lord. We praise the Lord with this hymn. Let's sing this hymn one more time through.
What love could remember no wrongs we have done, omniscient, all-knowing, he counts not their sum, thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Since they are many, his mercy is more. Patience would wait as we constantly roam, but Father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Since they are many, stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. But riches of kindness he lavished on us. His blood was the payment, his life was the cost. We stood beneath the death. Sins, they are many, his mercy is more.
Let's move on to our next song, Jesus Lord, My Best Love Thou Art. Now the pianist play for us once, and then we'll sing this through.
Lord, my best love thou art. Thou hast fully captured my heart. There is none in heaven or on earth like thee. With thy beauty none can compete. When thy voice first came to my ear, whispering in my heart words most dear, past loves and aims lost their charm for me. All my boasts so vain now appear. Throughout all the world, who compares with thee? Who's so full of worth, who's so fair and sweet? Only thou art worthy my love to win. O Lord Jesus, how I love thee. my heart is oft not subdued, still thy way alone it would choose. All I yearn for is what thy heart desires. In thy love alone peace I find. Throughout all the world, who compares with thee? Who so full of worth, who so fair and sweet? Only thou art worthy my love to win. O Lord Jesus, how I love thee. Self deceit, no more in the self's world indulged to be. Deep within I know you're my only love. My best love is none else but thee. Jesus, Lord, my best love thou art. Ne'er again from thee I depart. Never hide thy dear smiling face from me. To none else I cling, Lord, but thee. To thee, Lord, my all I outpour. How thy love my heart deeply fills. My eternal portion, most precious Lord, none but thee I want evermore. So full of worth, who so fair and sweet, only thou art worthy my love to win. O Lord Jesus, how I love thee. No more I who live, no more self-deceived, no more in the self's world indulged to be. Deep within I know you're my own. My best love is none else but thee.
This song is such a precious reminder that our Lord is truly our first love, that he is so much more beautiful than anything else this world has to offer. And sometimes we allow our dreams, our aspirations, our desires to kind of cloud that. And all the Lord's asking for is for us to turn our eyes back to him and just see how much he is our everything, just how beautiful he is. So let this be our prayer that the Lord would be our first and only love. Let's sing verses 1 and 3 one more time.
Jesus, Lord, my best love thou art. Thou hast fully captured my heart. There is none in heaven nor on earth like thee. With thy beauty none can compete. When thy voice first came to my ear, whispering in my heart was most dear. All past loves and aims lost their charm for me. All my boasts so vain now appear. Throughout all the world, who compares with thee? Who so full of worth, who so fair and sweet? Only thou art worthy my love to win. O Lord Jesus, how I love thee. No more I who live, no more self-deceived, no more in the self's world indulged to be. Deep within I know you're my only love. My best love is none else but thee. Jesus, Lord, my best love thou art. Ne'er again from thee I depart. Never hide thy dear smiling face from me. To none else I cling, Lord, but thee. To thee, Lord, my heart. much to me. Deep within I know you're my only love. My best love is none else but thee.
This next hymn we prepared is He Will Be. And I'll ask the pianist to play it once, and let us sing it one time through. Together.
God is faithful to his word, even when there seems no way. Though time may pass, his memory will not fade, his promises will never fail. Faithful he has been, faithful he will be, time and time again. Truth I cling when the night is deep. Faithful he has been, faithful he will be. God is gracious when I doubt, he draws near though I retreat. Though I may wander through the wilderness, he goes with me and gives me peace. Gracious he has been, gracious he will be. What I don't deserve, the Father gives to me. Where he leads my feet, I shall not want or need. Gracious he has been, gracious he will be. God is worthy of my song. Countless are his awesome deeds. His mighty hand has parted raging seas. For those he loves, he has redeemed. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be. Crowned in endless praise, all earth and heaven sing. Holy is the Lord who reigns in majesty. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be. Is my provider, covenant protector. All my hope is in the Lord my God. He is my sustainer, merciful redeemer. All my hope is in the Lord my God. He is my provider, covenant protector. All my hope is in the Lord my God. He is my sustainer, merciful redeemer. All my hope is in the Lord my God. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be. Crowned in endless praise, all earth and heaven sing. Holy is the Lord who reigns in majesty. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be.
I chose to share this hymn because it really shows that he has been and he will continue to be. And for this sharing testimony time, it really is a reminder to me that what we are listening to in these testimonies is not just something that has happened, but that is the same Lord that is with us now, and is the same Lord that will continue to be. And maybe let's just sing the last chorus one more time. Just the last chorus.
He has been, worthy he will be. crowned in endless praise, all earth and heaven sing. Holy is the Lord who reigns in majesty. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be. Worthy he has been, worthy he will be.
Let's move on to our last song for the today, All Glory Be to Christ. We've come to the end of the year, and the Lord has seen us through yet another year. And maybe for some of us, we come in here with heavy hearts, with burdens, with hearts that are heavy laden. And if that's true, I'm happy you're here. I'm happy we can finish this year together in the Lord's presence. And then we can look back and say, regardless of what has happened, that the Lord has seen us through, that the Lord has persevered us to the end of another year. So let's give all the glory back to him with this last song. Oh, let the piano play for us once. Let's stand for the song. All right, from the top together. No.
Nothing of our ever stand, no legacy survive, unless the Lord does raise the house in vain, its builders strive. To you who goes tomorrow's gain, tell me, what is your light? A mist that vanishes at dawn, all glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ our King.
All glory be to Christ.
Oh.
offer a word of prayer. Lord, we're so humbled to just be in your presence, Lord, and reflect on all your goodness, Lord, as we just see and are reminded of your great love for us, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, and we say that we love you, that we offer our lives back to you, Lord. And just may you gain all the glory and honor and praise that you deserve, Lord. Be among us during this time, I pray, and may you be pleased. We thank you, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Well, it's good to be able to be together this afternoon.
那今天下午在一起聚集非常的美好。
For those of you that haven't had the blessing of meeting, I'm Matt Graham from Richmond, Virginia.
如果你们还不认识从 Richmond, Virginia 来的 Matt Graham 弟兄的话。
And it's a blessing for myself, my wife Stella, to be here also.
那我和我的妻子 Stella 今天在这边非常荣幸能够在这边。
The brothers asked if I would share a testimony from some of the areas that we've been traveling in, what we've seen the Lord doing.
那我的弟兄们想让我分享一些我们在一些服事或者一些其他方面上我们所学到、所看到一些的学习。
And over the last 40 years, we've spent many times, almost every year, in a period of time in Brazil.
那我们过去40年有不少次去巴西服事。
So I thought this afternoon we could spend our time focusing upon that.
那我想今天下午我们就分享一些在这些方面上的。
Lord, we do desire that as we come together in your presence, this just not be a history lesson.
主啊，我们真是巴不得我们来到你的面前，这些不仅仅是一些历史上的一些的功课。
But Lord, as we just sang, we desire to be to your glory and honor.
主啊，我们真是为着你自己的荣耀和你自己的尊荣。
We're thankful how you have save brethren from every tribe and tongue and nation.
主啊，你这是从各国各族各民各方来。
And as we're introducing our brothers and sisters to some brethren in Brazil,
能够在扶持我们在巴西的弟兄姐妹们。
We're desiring to show Christ and the work that you've done there.
主啊，我们真是希望把基督在那边所做的工作彰显出来。
So we commit the time into your hands and your precious name. Amen.
我们把时间交在你的手中，奉你宝贵的名。Amen.
It is wonderful to experience the reality of various verses in the scripture.
那在经历到经文中的实际是非常美好的。
Particularly this one in Revelation 7 verse 9.
特别是启示录第七章第九节。
We know it within our minds, but when we actually see the Lord doing it in many nations, it's a great encouragement.
那我们看到主在众国当中所做的工作是非常的美好的。
So John looked up, he said, After these things I looked, behold a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, palm branches were in their hands.
启示录第七章第九节，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国各族各民各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。We're
thankful our God is not a respecter of persons.
主，我们感谢神，他不只是在乎我们个人的那一位神。He,
unlike us, is not limited by language.
他不像我们，不受语言的限制。
He is not limited by economic conditions.
他也不受经济情况的限制。
Not limited by one's educational history.
也不像被每个人的教育情况受限制。
But through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit, He can touch hearts in any condition.
他靠着圣灵，可以在任何光景当中，他都可以触摸到我们。
And draw them to Himself for His glory and for His honor.
那为着他的荣耀和尊崇，他把我们聚集到他面前来。
Now, as we consider the nation of Brazil this afternoon.
那今天下午我们讲到巴西这个国度。
It's a pretty big country, almost as big as the U.S.
非常大的一个地广的一个国家，像几乎像美国那么大一样。
And it's very unique in one sense.
那非常特别特殊的一个国家。
Because if we come down and if we happen to look just along the coastline,
那如果我们只看它这个国家的海岸线的话。
Within this little area here along this coastline,
你看那底下那一块那一段海岸线。
Out of this vast country,
就是那一些那么大的国家。
70% of the people live right within that area.
70%的人都住在那么一小块的地方。
Most of Brazil, as you might imagine, is the Amazon forest and other plains.
那巴西大部分地方，你就像你们所想象，都是亚马逊这个热带雨林，还有旷野。
So the times when Stella and I have the opportunity to be there, we're just within this region.
那所以我和我姊妹能够在那边，基本都是在人多的那个地方。
One of the tragic things about Brazil,
巴西有个非常悲哀的地方
is because of the corruption of man. Over 30% of the population still live in poverty.
因为腐败的原因，人口30%都活在贫困线之下。
Poverty being defined as living off less than $200 a month.
这个贫困线的定义就是每月$200。
But we're thankful how that doesn't limit the power of the Holy Spirit.
那但是不影响活在圣灵的能力之下。
There's a joy you see among the brethren who really don't have much on this earth.
你看到那些在地上虽然没有什么，但是他们在灵里边有这样喜乐的弟兄们。
But in many ways, they know more.
那我们看到他们在那边。
They know more of the riches of Christ than we who sit here so abundantly blessed.
那我们他们在那边在基督里面有如此的丰盛，那相比之下，我们坐在这边，好像我们世上拥有不少。
It can be very humbling at times when you're among them.
如果说我们在他们当中的话，
you look at what their conditions.
你看到他们的情况。
And yet you see and you know the reality of the joy of the Lord in their hearts.
你看到他们属的喜乐的真实实际在他们当中。
Now Stella and I were first introduced to Brazil in 1985.
我和我姊妹 Stella 是第一次被去巴西是1985年。
It's actually about 40 years ago to this day.
是到今日40年以前。
Now the brethren there, through Brother Christian Chen, had been having a conference the first week of every January.
那是通过陈希曾弟兄，他每年的一月份在那边有个会。
And they had invited us down for several times.
那他们请我们去
过几次。But we didn't speak Portuguese, so we couldn't understand the native speakers.
我们不讲这个葡萄牙话，所以我们听不懂他们当地的语言。
And even Christian Chen, when he spoke English, I couldn't understand him.
就算陈医生弟兄讲英文，我也听不懂。
I've told my dear brother to his face that, so he's a dear friend of mine. So don't think I'm talking behind his back.
但是我们的关系很好，我不是在后面说的坏话。
But we're thankful how through our dear brother, this conference was started.
那就是靠着借着我们弟兄这个特会就那么开始了。
And the speaker, the English speaking speaker for this year was going to be Lance Lambert.
那一次的讲员英文讲员是兰伯弟兄兰培德弟兄。
We thought it would be good to go to this conference and we could understand Lance and Christian.
那所以我觉得我们那次去听兰培德还有陈希曾弟兄讲要听他们讲道。
Well, when we arrived in Brazil, we were told that Brother Lance was still sick back in Israel.
那我们到了巴西听到兰培德弟兄他还是在以色列。
And it was, They turned and they looked at me.
那他们就回头就看着我。
And they said, "Mac, you will be the speaker."
就说 Mac, 你就是这次讲员了。
Now they were smart. They waited till they got us away from the airport before they told us that.
那但是我们离开了，下了飞机，离开机场之后，他们才跟我说。
I couldn't get back on the plane.
我不能再回去上飞机了。
Before that, I'd probably spoken one or two times in Richmond.
到那个点，我可能在 Richmond 只讲过一两次而已。
I have never spoken through a translator.
我从来没有通过这个翻译的来讲道。
So I had this argument with the Lord.
所以我就和神有这么一个争辩。
Lord, why would you have me speak here? I can't do that.
主，你为什么让我来讲？我讲不了啊。
I don't have any of my books with me. I don't have any of my commentaries. I don't have any of my study books. All I have is my Bible.
我这个我什么书啊？我那些解经书、学习的，什么都没有，我就是一本圣经。
And as soon as I said, "All I have is my Bible,"
我就是说，我只有圣经的那一刻。
I think this is maybe the only time in my life I actually heard a voice.
好像我一生唯一那一次我听到一个声音。
It was like the Lord was kind of chuckling. He said, "I think that's enough."
好像这是主那些窃笑说，这就够了。
And then I would say, "Well, Lord, but I've never spoken before. What would I say? I don't have anything prepared."
我说主啊，我从来以前也没有说过什么，这次那我能讲什么呢？
And the Lord said, Mac, you've known me for 15 years, and you don't have anything to say about me?
然后主说 ,Mac, 你认识我15年,难道说你没有什么能够关乎我,你能讲
?So I lost that argument also.
所以我就说我在那边有这些的争辩。
You'll discover in your life, most of the arguments you have with God, you lose.
你发现你和神争辩,你基本都是输的。
But it put us in a wonderful place.
那就把我放在一个非常奇妙的光景当中。
Because I could look to the Lord.
那我就可以来看着仰望主。
And I would, in a way, I said, Lord, okay, you're going to have to prove yourself.
我就说主啊，你要在这里，你要来证实自己。
I can't do this.
我自己干不了。
But by faith, I'm going to prove you.
但是靠着信心，我要来证实你。
And obviously, the Lord was very faithful.
但是感谢主，主是非常信实的。
There are times in our lives when we are way over our heads.
有很多时候，我们自己做一些超过我们自己所能想象的事情。
But we're never over His head.
但是我们从来不能超过他的事情。
We just want to give Him that opportunity.
我们要就只要给他那个机会的话。
He tells us, "Prove Him, prove me."
就说你来证实我，来证明我。
In our lives, God wants to prove Himself to us in those areas, particularly that we don't think He's able.
那有在我们生活当中，尤其在那些我们觉得不可能的光景里边，神希望我们来在那些事情来证实他。
I look back now at this situation and I rejoice in the Lord for it.
那我回头看那件事情，我在主里边大有喜乐。
When we got this news, we made a telephone call back to Richmond.
那有这个消息之后，我打电话给 Richmond.
This is before cell phones, internet. We had to actually use a real phone.
那个时候没有网络哈，这真是一个电话。
And when we got back to Richmond, the brothers were telling us.
我们回到 Richmond 之后，弟兄们跟我讲。
That after they told Brother Kong, he just simply laughed.
那他告诉江弟兄之后呢，他们就在那边就开始笑。
He laughed and said, "Oh, the Lord is so good. Put Mac in this situation."
他在那边笑说：“这个主真是太好了，居然把这个麦克弟兄放在这么一光景里边。”
It's easy for him to laugh.
他在那边笑倒是很简单。
But anyway, the Lord was faithful, and we was able to share during this conference with the brethren.
那主非常信实，那一次他可以和圣徒们在那边来分享。
And as we have been going to Brazil almost every year since then.
那从那以后，我们每年都去巴西。
And most of the time is twice a year.
很多时候都是一年两次。
And it's been one of the things that's been very encouraging there.
那边有是非常鼓舞我们的。
Is in the past, when we first started going, there were not a lot of brothers from Brazil that were ministering the word.
就我们一开始去的时候，在那边没有很多当地的巴西的弟兄们在那边来服侍。
So some of us from the States had to go.
所以我们在美国这边的弟兄们要过去帮助来服侍。
By after 1985, Brother Christian Chen moved back to the U.S.
那一九八五年，陈锡曾弟兄他搬到美国来。
But he was faithful to go back to Brazil for many years.
他在巴西那边忠心服侍多年。
He actually lived in Brazil from 1971 to 1985.
他是其实在巴西，从一九七一年住到八五年。
Professor there at the University of São Paulo.
他在那边做大学的教授。
And as you look at the history of many assemblies in Brazil,
你看在巴西许多聚会地方的历史的话，
you find that their origin traces back to his ministry.
那就可以发现他们的起源都可以追踪到陈锡曾弟兄。
He would fulfill his professorship responsibilities during the week.
他周中的时候他是做他的大学教授。
And then every weekend, he would go travel to different cities around the São Paulo in that area.
那周末的时候，他就在那一块的地方，他去众教会服侍。
And brothers and sisters, they had that hunger, and many assemblies were raised up.
所以那个时候，弟兄姐妹心里面有这样渴慕，很多的聚会都被这样兴起来。
Our brother had a tremendous impact, a tremendous ministry throughout Brazil.
那我们的弟兄在那边还有很大的服事。
And we still see and experience the fruit of it today.
那今天还是可以看到他所结出来的果实。
And he was the one that coordinated us and some others going back to Brazil.
那也是他这样来安排我们在美国这弟兄去那边去服事的。
We would also travel down with brother and sister Hosea and Ellen Wu.
那我们也和吴和西弟兄和他姊妹一起去那边服事。
And Brazilians love music.
那巴西人他们喜欢这个音乐。
And they're a little more active in their music than most of us.
那他们在音乐上面比我们都要更活跃一些。
They have a tendency to move and rock back and forth and stand up and actually dance.
那他们就是更喜欢站起来摇摆身体站起来，他们在那
边动。And we all know how much our brother Hosea loved music.
那我们的吴和基弟兄他也很喜欢音乐。
Oh, he was right at home there. He was loving it.
那他在那边就非常的释放了，他在那边来服事。
A great blessing there.
非常有很大的祝福。
Also, who would travel down with us was our brother Ernie Heil and his first wife Zola.
那这个是Ernie Heil 弟兄，这和他第一个姊妹。
We for a good number of years, every July we would go down. There was a training conference.
然后每一年七月份我们去那边有一个培训的特会。
Training ones in the fundamentals of the fellowship of the Christianity.
我们讲到基督教的基要。
Basics on ministry of the word.
然后是在话语上的服事。
And to, you know, we're very thankful that today, as you look around Brazil,
那感谢主，今天我们来看巴西的话。
There are many brothers that the Lord has raised up there over the years to share the word.
多年以来，神兴起很多弟兄起来，来在话语上有服事。
This wasn't the best conditions in the world when we first went down there.
那我们第一次去那边的时候的光景，在世界上来说不是最好的。
We would go to various conference sites.
我们去不少这些特会的会所。
But we had our secret weapons with us.
但是呢，我们有自己的秘密武器。
No matter how bad the conference site was, no matter how dirty it was.
那不管这个聚会的这个硬件条件有多么脏多么差。
We had Zola, Heil, and Stella, and they went in and they cleaned everything, all the rooms right away.
那我们有 Zola 还有 Stella 两位姊妹，她们进去无论多么脏，她俩都是打扫非常干净。
They would get that bottle of bleach, and the rooms were spotless by the time Ernie and I got there.
她用那一瓶的那个漂白那个来把整个房间打扫的非常的干净。
Oh, what a ministry they had!
他们有这样的服事啊。
We were just in Brazil this November, and we had the opportunity to be with our brother Ernie.
那是十一月份，我们在那个巴西是和 Ernie 他九十一岁生日。
And he just celebrated his 91st birthday.
那他是九十一岁的生日。
He's a little weaker now, but he's still strong in spirit.
他身体虽然有点软弱了，但是他灵里面还是非常的刚强。
Not able to minister anymore, but still ministering as ones can fellowship with him one on one.
那他不能在话语上有服事，但是他是可以面对面一对一那样的服事。
Also, over the years, our Lord raised up a brother from Colombia named Gino.
然后我们的主也在哥伦比亚那边兴起一位弟兄，他叫 Gino.
And there was another brother from Brazil named Brother Delcio.
另外一个巴西弟兄，他叫Delcio， 一个弟兄。
And I don't know if any of you happen to know this. There was a brother named Mario Campos. He was in South Jersey for many years.
那他是在新泽西南部，他在那边住很多年。
But he was very influential with a group of brethren there who would translate many of Brother Nee, Brother Kong, Brother Lambert's books into Portuguese.
那他们在那边有很重要的服事，他们把尼弟兄、江弟兄还有这个兰培德弟兄翻译成这个葡萄牙话。
Because in Brazil, with it being Portuguese, there's not that big a demand for books.
因为葡萄牙语在当地不是一个受众量很大的一种语言。
Many countries speak Spanish, so a lot of things get translated into Spanish.
因为很多的国家讲西班牙文，所以很多书籍都翻译成西班牙文。
But there was a real void for good quality Christian books in Portuguese, and we're thankful that these ones took up that ministry.
但是有很少的葡萄牙化的这个属灵很好的属灵书籍，所以这些弟兄们他们在那边来填补这个空白。
So we want to, as we want to look at some of the different assemblies and brothers and sisters.
那所以我们要看在那边不同聚会的弟兄姐妹们。
You'll find that there's a great diversity among them.
那在他们当中有很多
diversity of origin, their backgrounds.
他们的背景有不同。
Diversity of their size, their economic conditions. Diversity, that's supposed to be racial mix.
然后他们的种族也不同。
I put a few typos in here just to see if you're really looking.
我故意打错几次，看看你们有没有注意哈。
And it keeps me humble when I look and I see I misspell the word.
那我自己也让我自己谦卑，我看到这些错别字的话。
But typically within Brazil, the southern part of Brazil is a little more affluent than the northern part.
一般来说，巴西南部比北部更富饶。
One of the assemblies that we have the blessing of being with every year is in Joinville.
那我们每年有这样能够在一起聚集的地方叫Joinville。
And it has about 1,000 brothers and sisters.
大概有1,000弟兄姐妹们在那边。
Now I have to admit, I had a prejudice when I first heard this assembly has 1,000 people.
那我必须承认，我第一次听说这边有1,000人聚会，我有点这个偏见。
How can the life of the Lord be expressed? How can one's function within that many people?
就是你一个肢体，你怎么在这么多人当中来这个进功用呢？
But I'm thankful that what these ones did, they developed. They in the past they were part of what was called the discipleship movement.
那在过去，他们有一个运动，就是这个门徒的运动。
It was a brother Juan Carlos Ortiz who came out of Argentina.
从阿根廷来的 Carlos Ortiz 这位弟兄，and
they saw the necessity of brothers and sisters being disciple to Christ.
他们看到在弟兄当中，他们有这个需要，要做主的门徒。So
they organize groups initially to be in smaller groups so that ones could have that personal discipleship.
那他们一开始就把人分成一个比较小的组，那这样有这样更好的、更多面对面的这样的培训。
Sadly, within a few years, instead of discipling to Christ, they started discipling to men.
那非常不幸的，过去几年的时间，本来应该是做主的门徒，结果成为做一个人的门徒了。
And this particular group, when they started hearing people talking about my disciples or the ones being discipled to me.
当他们说，讲到我的门徒，就是说这些门徒是我的。
They recognized the error of it, and they left that.
那他们发现这里面的错误，他们后来就离开了。
But they kept the principle of discipling to Christ.
那他们，但是却抓住了做主的门徒这个原则。
So within this group of overall of about 1,000.
所以这一批人大概1,000人。
In this city of a couple of million, they have about 50 home groups.
那在这个城市里边有200万人，他们大概有50个。
In the home group, you have your Bible study, you have your prayer meeting. They break the bread sometimes together.
那他们这个每个组里边有有擘饼，有读经，有祷告。
And then also they come together on the weekend as one at various times.
那他们周末的时候，他们就会聚集在一起，一起来聚集。
But what you experience when you go there was there's a maturity among so many of the dear brothers and sisters. There's a great priesthood of all believers.
但你去当中，你就发现这些弟兄姐妹当中，他们有这样的成熟，他们真是在那边神面前是做一个祭司。
It's not just left for a few to function.
不仅仅是几个人在那边服侍。But
many have learned to function, and there's many young people that are being raised up.
那很多人都服侍，很多年轻人被兴起来。While
we were there one time, we had the experience and the blessing of being involved in one of their baptisms.
那有一次，我们有幸能够参与他们的浸信，受浸的服侍。And
this was, it was a very unique baptism for us.
是一个非常特殊的受浸。
Because their practice of baptism is whoever leads someone to the Lord, then they're the ones who do the actual physical baptism.
他们所做的，无论是谁带领谁信主的话，是带领的那个人要给那个人来施浸。
They lead them to the Lord, and then they want to continue discipling them to the Lord, to walk with them through their life.
所以他们把主带信主，他们也要一直这样来陪伴他们，来门徒培训他们。
I'd never seen that before, hadn't heard of that before, but it was a great blessing.
我以前没有听过，但是这是个非常很大的一个祝福。
And also, you see within this assembly that they, for the ones that are in need, they have a table in the back of food supplies.
那在这个聚会点的后边有张桌子，无论是谁有需要的话。 这边那边有食物
ones who have any need are free to take of this.
无论是谁有需要，他们自己按照自己的需要去拿。
The basic diet of beans and rice, and also a coffee from Brazil, they have to have coffee.
那有豆子，有米，在巴西呢也有这个咖啡豆子。
And other basic supplies, toilet paper, paper towels, etc., diapers.
那然后其他一些的基本需要的这个手纸，还有婴儿用的尿布都有。
We're thankful how.With these ones, you see the life of Christ expressed not only in their relationship with one another, but their care for one another, being sensitive to one another.
那么看到他们主在他们身上的彰显，不仅他们彼此之间的关系，而且他们彼此之间这样在需要上的供应都看到了。
Another city in southern Brazil where we have the blessing of go to is Londrina.
那另外一个城市在巴西南部的地方叫 Londrina.
Now, this is one of the more affluent cities in Brazil. It's a great contrast with many of the other assemblies. They actually meet together in a hotel. And it's interesting. In Londrina, they don't have a name for their assembly. So as you're walking around town just talking and people see us, they say, why are you here?
我们在镇上走路，他们有人看见我们在谈话，就说你们为什么在这边呢？
Because we stand out, it's not a normal tourist city.
因为那个地方不是一个旅游城市。
And we say, oh, we're visiting, we're here for some Christians that meet over in that hotel.
如果说我们来这边，因为在那个宾馆那边聚集有一批基督徒，所以我们来这边。
Oh yeah, we know the hotel group.
他说啊，我们那个我们知道。
So even though they don't want a name, they're called the hotel group.
所以他们也不想给自己起名字，那我们就管他叫这个宾馆组。
And it's just like the group we saw a minute ago in Joinville.
那就像刚才我们所看到的那个地方。
They don't have a name either.
他们也没有名字。
But they meet in a warehouse, so everybody in the city calls them the warehouse group.
他们就在一个仓库里面聚集，所以名字叫仓库聚会。
So even though at times we don't want a name, people are still going to call us by something.
不，他们自己不起名字，别人就给他们起这些名字。
This dear group, really through the ministry of Christian Chen, came out of the Baptist Church.
那他们通过陈一增弟兄的服事，他们从浸信会出来。
And they thankful how Christian was able to be a positive influence to get them started.
那他们有这样一个正面的影响，他们这样就开始他们的机会。
As I said, it's a rich city. It's a very affluent city.
那是一个非常比较有钱富饶的一个城市。
One thing you can notice is that there are many houses here.
有很多的房子。
To live in a house in Brazil is a real treasure.
那在巴西，你有自己的房子是了不起的事情。
Because it can be very expensive, and to live within the city, that's another blessing for them.
因为在那边，你在城市里边住是非常的这个。
In the U.S., you know, we work in the city, we live in the suburbs.
那在美国呢，我们在城市里边工作，然后市边居住。
They live in the city.
他们在城市里居住。
And most thankfully, some cities like this that are a little more affluent are a little safer.
那他们比较有钱，所以比较安全。
Most of the big cities in Brazil are not very safe at all.
大部分巴西大城市都不是很安全。
And I appreciate this city, this particular assembly, because they have a care for others.
那这个聚会的地方，他们对其他的地方。有很多的支持。
When we were there in November, we met this family. They had just sponsored them to help them immigrate from Cuba to Londrina.
那有十月份去有一家呢，他们就是来支持，用金钱来支持一家从那个这个古巴移民到巴西。
They had arranged for a place for them to stay. They had arranged for a brother to have a job.
那他们安排他们居住，他们的工作。
And to come out of all of that oppression of Cuba.
他们是从古巴那边出来的。
This family immigrated from the place in Cuba, actually where Ben and June Hebert visit.
那他们其实在古巴待的地方是 Ben Hebert 他们所服侍过的地方。
So we see how there's a caring there, and actually the brothers within this assembly will visit Cuba several times a year.
那在那边聚会的，他们也会一年几次去古巴那边有服侍。
And then in the northern part of Brazil, we also visit a city called Salvador.
在巴西北部有个地方叫 Salvador.
And it's a very poor city.
非常贫穷的城市。
It was the city where most of the slaves that came from Africa went through this city.
那就是过去从非洲来的奴隶呢，他们就会经过这个地方。
Five times more slaves went to Brazil than to the United States.
有超过五倍的人去了巴西，比起美国。
But thankfully, they were liberated without a war.
那非常感恩他们得这个被解放，没有经过战争就可以被解放了。
But sadly, even though they were liberated, there's still an unspoken racial tension there.
虽然是被解放，但是还是种族和种族之间有这样的矛盾。
Most of the brethren in this city live in the slums, or they call them favelas.
那他们大部分弟兄们是住在那个贫民区的地方。
They actually they're meeting here. This is one of the public schools.
是在一个公立学校。
And they, in order to be able to meet there, they made an arrangement with the school.
他们为了在这边聚会，他们和学校有这么一个安排。
They would take care of the physical maintenance of the school if they were allowed to meet there.
那如果学校允许他们在这边聚会，那他们就会在硬件上怎么来维持这个学校。
Brothers would go in, repair the window, repair the desk, take care of various other things.
那他们弟兄去了，就会修窗户、修椅子，或做这些维持的工作。
Also, in another city that is a great contrast between the tourist. And then where the local people live is Rio de Janeiro.
另外一个地方就是和旅游城市和他们当地人居住城市很大一个对比，就是里约热内卢这个地方。
We're meeting here. This is in one of the favelas.
这个是叫在聚会，在室外。
I don't know how much you read the news about Brazil, but it's actually in this favela that about a month ago was 150 people were killed in a gunfight.
那不知道你们有没有看到新闻？一个月以前，150个人在枪战当中丧生。
In each of the favelas, it's generally controlled by a drug gang.
那每一块地方都是有一个贩毒集团来控制的。
And we actually have to get permission and to come in and visit the brothers and sisters there.
那我们要访问看顾我们弟兄姐妹，我们先要得到允许。
And one time in one city.As we were coming out of a daycare center for children,
那一次我们从照顾婴儿的那个设施白天那边出来
，we looked around and there was a guy there pointing a gun at us.
我看到有人拿着一把枪对着我们。
We've had that happen a couple of times.
这种事情发生过两次。
But thankfully, we're always with the local brethren, so the Lord has really kept us.
感谢是每次我们都是当和当地弟兄们在一起，主保守我们。
Outside of Rio, a little bit north of it, they have this area called the Region of Lakes, where there's many small assemblies scattered around.
在热内卢北边有个地方叫 the Region of Lakes， 他们那边有一批小的一批小组在那边聚会。
They meet in a little simple building like this.
那他们像在这么一小地方在那里聚会。
And this building is very unique.
这个建筑非常特殊。
And if you can see, this is the inside of the building.
是在里边。
And there's a curtain across, like there's a curtain right here.
就有一个帘子在那边。
And this is where the speaker would be standing right in front of the curtain.
讲员就站在帘子的前边。
And do you know what's right behind the curtain?
你知道帘子后边是什么？
The bathroom.
是洗手间。
Not the door to the bathroom.
不是去这个洗手间的门。
The bathroom.
那就是这个洗手间。
So, in order to...You know, in the U.S., people just get up and go to the bathroom all the time.
那我在美国，我们去洗手间没问题啊。
Nobody gets up and goes to the bathroom during these meetings.
那这些聚会的时候，没人去洗手间的。
They make sure they go beforehand.
他们一定要这个聚会之前去洗手间。
Maybe we could learn a lesson from them.
那我们就从这边我们学到一些功课呀。
But that's the only place we've ever been like that. But
这是我唯一见到的一个地方，一个情况。
But anyway, really, if we want to call one place our home base, it's the first assembly we ever visited. It's in the city of Belo Horizonte.
那如果说我们要给一个地方管它叫做总部的话，那可能这个地方叫 Belo Horizonte。
A little more in the mountains, it just means beautiful horizon.
是在山上可以看到地平线，非常好看。
And over the years, the brethren have built this building, and it's very comfortable. And this city is more of a middle-class city.
那多年，这个弟兄们花很多年把这块建起来，这是一个中产阶级的城市。
We're thankful how as they gather together, they've been gathering together over 40 years.
他们这样聚集有14年了。
And we've this is one of the assemblies that we're so close to. We now have seen ones grow up from the babies that we knew some years ago are now the parents of new babies.
Oh, 这很多年了，我们在那边聚会，一开始他们是小婴儿，现在他们有自己的婴儿了。
And we also, right next to that, there's another town that's quickly called Contagium, and they meet in this historic building.
在那个镇的旁边，另外一个镇叫 Contagium, 他们在这个历史的建筑里边来聚会。
And normally when we visit the brothers and sisters there, we have various assemblies, most on Lord's Day, they have the love feast, and then during the week, we're able to be in the homes of brothers and sisters for meals.
那我们周末聚完会，我们有哀宴。平时我们在弟兄姐妹家里边也有这样，也可以去探望他们。
We're able to meet with the young people, meet with the brothers and sisters, individual brothers and sisters, and also share in local schools.
那我们可以与弟兄姐妹们和年轻人一起与他们来聚会，而且在当地的学校里边来分享信息。
And one of the things we really enjoy, we love the love feast of these assemblies.
有一点就是我们非常喜欢这些地方的爱宴。
Now, if you like beef,
如果你们喜
欢牛肉的话, if you like any kind of meat,
你喜欢任何吃肉的话,
I don't know if you've ever been to a Brazilian restaurant.
不知道你们有没有去过巴西的这个餐馆。
But they have these churrascarias.
他们有这个。
And it's just they roast the beef.
他们有这个烤的肉。
It's protein plus.
就是这个蛋白质加呀。
Oh, and it's so delicious.
特别好吃。
As they cook it, the various ways and different ones have their own specialties.
就每个人都有自己的做的方法。
It's one of the challenges of sharing there during these times.
所以这个在那边来分享的就是一个挑战，就在这里。
Because you're trying to share the word of God, pour your heart out.
你们那边你想来分享神的话，你要把心都要掏出来。
But the smell, the aroma of that meat cooking is just permeating the whole meeting room.
但是这些烤肉这个味道就在聚会当中就是蔓延开来。
They don't have to set a clock on the wall.
他们在墙上也没有这个表。
All of a sudden you notice everybody is left. They might physically be there, but their hearts are out there.
他们就是他们人可能在这边的心早就在别的地方了。
No, I don't want to make too light of that. They have a hunger for the word of God.
但是我也不想讲太多。他们的确对神的话也是有渴慕的心的。
And they appreciate it.
我也是非常欣赏
这些。One of the things that we've noticed over the years.
那这是多年以来我们所观察到的。
When we first would go, because there was not that many that were able to share the word of God.
我们一开始去，没有很多弟兄能够分享神的话。
There was such a hunger there that they would meet every night.
他们有这样的渴慕，他们每天晚上都要聚集。
I remember one time in that city of Contagium that we mentioned.
有一次在那个 Contagia 这个城市。
Brother Hosea, Brother Ernie, myself, we were there.
吴和西弟兄 Ernie 还有我们三个人在那边。
And so when we got to the meeting, they said, "Okay, we want all three of you to share."
我们去了，他们说：“哦，你们三个弟兄都要分享。”
And we said, no, it's too much.
我说不，太多了。
They said, no, we want you to share.
我说你们都要来分享。
So Brother Hosea, we went by age. Brother Hosea went first.
我们从最年长的开始，吴和西弟兄开始。
Very faithful, he shared for a little over an hour.
非常的忠心，他分享大概一个小时。
This is the middle of the week. This is not on a Sunday or a Saturday.
但是一周的中间的时候，这不是周末的时候。
And all these people worked in factories.
那这些的弟兄，他们都在工厂工作。
They were pure blue-collar workers.
他们全都是蓝领工人。
Worked in car factories or caterpillar factories.
他们是在这个汽车工厂或者建筑用材工厂里边。
And so they worked hard all day, and they were there that night.
那他们一天都努力工作，但是晚上在那边。
And so then after Hosea shared, then Ernie shared.
那吴和西弟兄分享了，而你来分享。
And by then it was a little after 10 o'clock.
那就基本就十点钟了。
So I was starting to feel pretty good.
那我就觉得感觉不错。
I said, "Oh, okay, I can just relax."
那我说我就可以放松了。
So then a little after 10, they looked at me. I said, "Well, no, isn't it too late?" You know, and they said, "No, you share."
比如说十点钟，他说看不了你，我还觉得说你
And I said, "Well, I'll just say a few things." They said, "No, we want your full word God put on your heart."
我说那我就分享几句吧。他说不行，你们神，你完全的，你都要讲出来。
So I shared till a little after 11 o'clock.
所以我讲到晚上十一点钟。
And then after that, they sang and worshiped for a little while longer.
那然后之后他们又在一起来敬拜了一段时间。
And even when the meeting was over,
就算聚会结束了。
They didn't run out the doors.
他们没有就是马上离开。
You ever notice how quick the meeting place can empty after the meeting?
你没有注意到有时候聚会一结束，这个聚会处厅马上就清空了。
They were actually hanging around, having fellowship, enjoying one another.
他们留下来，彼此有这个交通，而且他们这样来喜悦彼此的这样的交通。
The children, you know, they had little children. The children were asleep on the floor.
小孩子们在地上睡觉。
Spread out on the benches, they just bring their families and the kids sleep.
他们就把家都带过来，这孩子们在地上，在这个椅子上面睡觉。
It's interesting how they don't let the having children hinder them from gathering together.
他们并没有说你有孩子，他们就影响他们的聚会。
And sometimes they're not too disciplined with their children.
有的时候他们也不是那么严格来管教他们的孩子们。
You kind of get used to it. Sometimes you'll see a little child. They'll walk down the aisle. They'll come up. They'll stand here and they'll kind of look at you.
有的孩子讲到的时候，一个孩子走过来就站在你旁边抬头看
着。You just kind of hey dear, how are you? You know, and then they'll just walk back.
那就说哎你怎么样，然后跟他讲他在走过去。
Sometimes it's not just children. We've had dogs walk across the platform, cats walk across. You get used to things.
不仅小孩子，狗啊猫啊什么都从前台上面走过来。
That's why back in Richmond, if a child hollers or says something, it doesn't bother us anymore.
所以在 Richmond 那边，如果聚会里边孩子们出声音，对我们不影响我们。
Parents apologize for all the distractions. Say that was nothing. Didn't even notice that.
那边父母在那边抱歉，我说这是不影响我们，完全没问题。
But it's just there was a hunger on being together.
在那边他们对聚会有这样一个渴慕。
And nowadays, there are more brothers sharing the word. They have the word more frequently.
那现在有更多弟兄兴起来，他们来分享神的话。
They also now have YouTube and the internet, a lot of other messages.
那他们现在也有这个 YouTube， 在网上有很多的聚会信息。
But even with that, it's just there as they've been together. 35, 40 years.
那他们这样聚会35年、40年。
There's just not quite that hunger that there used to be.
那到现在就比起以前，他们好像就没有那么多的渴慕了。
And it's actually spoken to my heart.
也这是对我来说，也是向我的心来说话。
It's been a challenge to Stella and I.
就是对我和 Stella 就是很大一个挑战。
Do we have that same hunger?
我们还是不是有这样同样的渴慕？
We're so blessed to receive so much.
我们还是有这样的祝福。
Do we still have that hunger that even though it's inconvenient to be at a meeting or it goes a little longer than we would expect?
那好像我们聚会有这种那样的不便，可能时间更长，但是我们还是有这样的一个渴慕呢。
When we were younger, we didn't think about that.
我们年轻的时候不会想这么多。
Now I realize you get older, you have different issues.
那我们年纪大了，我们有这样那样的问题。
But there's a hunger. Would that the Lord revive that hunger in all of our hearts?
那主就提醒我们，在我们心的当中，是不是还有那个渴慕呢
？And we said how they do love being together. Like at Contagion, they have a meal together. This is their backyard.
那Contagion 这边这张他们在一起吃饭。
Now look at that line.
你看那个排队的那条线。
That's a long line.
那条队很长啊。
Somebody was complaining about the line here at lunch. At lunch today.
我们吃午饭的时候排队，有人抱怨的。
It's like get a grip. This is a long line.
说你瞧瞧人家那条队。
But they're just patiently they wait and they enjoy their beans and rice and everything else.
他们在那边就是非常的有耐心，他们就吃米，吃一些大豆而已。
And it's the wonderful time of fellowship.
在那边有非常美好的交通。
Now, as we said, not everybody is, don't want to paint a picture of everybody being poor. This is, we're in the home of this dear brother, and you can kind of see from the setting and the decoration of the house, they're a little more affluent.
Yeah, 不要让我给你们印象说巴西每个人都很贫困。你看这个弟兄他们家里边的装饰，他们是还是可以的。
But in the assemblies, there's not that distinction between the ones, the haves and the have-nots.
但是他们富足的贫穷的，他们没有那么大的差距。
There's a caring for one another. That's a real great blessing.
他们那边有彼此的关怀，照例有很大一个祝福。
And Brazilians are a lot like Chinese.
那个巴西人很像中国人。
They love to eat.
他们很爱吃东西。
You know, here's we're having a, in the evening they call it and they have their main meal during the day.
他们白天吃主食。
And then they have a snack in the afternoon.
下午吃这个下午的点心。
But their snacks are another meal.
但是这个点心呢，其实也是一顿饭。
And it's cute. As ones learn to speak English, they love to practice their English.
他们非常喜欢学习讲英文。
We had this one sister, she was going to invite us over to her house for a snack.
有一次一个姊妹请我们去他们家去吃这个点心。
And she was just learning English.
她开始学英文。
And so she said, would you come over to have some snakes?
她就是发音错了，就说你要不要来我们家里面吃这个吃蛇呢？
We had to think a minute on what that was, you know.
那我就是听他的那么。
She got most of the letters right.
他大部分他都说对了。
But it was, you know, thank the Lord. That we just can be together. And you'll notice within this picture that the windows open. There's generally not air conditioning, and it's pretty warm down there.
那你看着窗户关着有这个冷气，那边是比较热的。
Brethren from Singapore would feel right at home.
新加坡的弟兄们会觉得在那边应该是非常的像家一样。
And one of the ways, you know, we talk about eating within Brazil.
那在巴西你要讲到吃东西。
But they have this wonderful saying, when you've had enough to eat, they say, all you have to say is, I'm satisfied, satisfeito. And they say, okay, very polite.
那你在那边你如果说吃饱的话，你就用这个词说我吃饱了，他们说什么就不说了。
So I've tried that among the Chinese.
我在中国人这里边我也同样的。
I say I'm satisfied.
我说我吃饱了。
They say no, no. We want you to be more than satisfied.
我要你吃的。
Keep eating.
满足你还要吃的更
有。Have some more dim sum.
吃更多的点心。
Oh, boy. I love it. I love it.
我也很喜欢。
Okay, but one of the ways that Brazilians trick you also.
那另外一个巴西人，他们这个给你身上做小伎俩。
Is that they'll have you over for a meal.
他们请你们过去吃饭。
You know, they will tell you this is your schedule. We have a meeting. You speak with here. You speak there. And then other times you'll be sharing meals with brothers and sisters.
他们给你安排好时间，你在这个时间那个地方，你在那边分享信息。另外的时间呢，你去他们家里边一起聚集吃饭。
Then we've learned their trick.
那我们就发现他们这个伎俩。
After the meal,
他们吃完饭以后。
They will say, Brother Mac, Sister Stella, do you have something you'd like to share with us?
说Mac 弟兄 Stella 姊妹，你们对有没有什么话来分享啊？
You can't say no.
你也不能说没有。
They're really serious. So you gather all the chairs around here. We're just sitting outside one brother's home.
那我们就是吃完饭，就是坐在一起，在一个弟兄家里边。
So you have to learn to be ready in season and out of season, whenever.
所以说你在那边，你得时不得时，你都要准备好。
But it's actually very precious times.
但是也是非常宝贵的时间。
Because it's more informal, you can share something on your heart, and you can open it up for others to share and have question and answer, and it's a rich time. Very thankful for it.
也是非常一个蒙祝福的时间，那个非常的不是那么正式，会把心里面话说出来，可以请别人或者有一些的问题解答。
Again, this brother, you can tell by his home, it's a pretty nice home. It's in a what they call a gated community.
这个是住在一个有门之后有大门之后那些的这个房子还是一个很好的一个社区里面。
It's in a great contrast to some of the homes that were in Salvador.
那和 Salvador 那边的房子比起来有很大一个差距。
It's what as we said, it's more of a slum area, much of the area.
那个很大地方都是贫民窟。
But the graciousness of the people.
在那边的他们有这样的恩典。
They're not ashamed of their homes.
他们对他们自己的家并不感到耻辱。
Even these most of these just had dirt floors.
他们大部分的家的地都是土的。
They would invite you in. They would have something for you to eat.
他们请你们来，给你一些准备吃的东西。
And you. This is when you really eat by faith.
那这个时候你真是学习凭着信心来吃。
We are so accustomed to looking around at all of the hygienic conditions.
我们对这些非常有干净标准的地方都习惯了。
And we just you love the Lord so much, you love the brethren, you can't offend them.
那你爱弟兄爱到一个地步，你也不想来得罪他们。
Yes, sometimes we've gotten sick.
的确有的时候我们也是后来也病了。
But God was faithful.
但是神主是
信实的。You know, I can say that we were The times we've gotten sick in Brazil.
那几次我们在巴西病得病。
It's amazing. We've never had to miss one of our obligations at a meeting.
但是没有一次我们错过了在那边所安排的聚会。
I don't understand the Lord in this.
我在这点上不明白主。
But at times, one time I had some kind of food poisoning or something.
有一次我可能是食物中毒了。
I was in a simple hotel and I was laying there. I was either laying in bed or sitting in the bathroom.
我在这个坐一个旅馆里边，我坐躺在床上或者是。
And then the time for the meeting came.
然后呢，这个聚会时间开始了。
The brothers picked us up. We went to the meeting.
然后弟兄来接我去。
Spoke for there. We were at the meeting for a couple of hours.
讲两个小时。
No problems.
没有问题。
I get back to the room.
我然后回到房间。
I'm back in bed in the bathroom.
我就是又回到这个我的房
间。Lord, why can't you just fully heal me? Why are you doing this?
为什么就干脆把我治好呢？
Yeah. Anyway, His provision is wonderful.
他主的供应是非常的奇妙。
And as you see some of the conditions that ones live in.
那你看到在那边的居住环境。
It's just it humbles you in such a way because you see the joy of the Lord on all their faces.
那但是你看到那些他那边他们主里面的喜乐，真是让你觉得谦卑。
We visited this one brother in Contagem. It's the brother that's sitting right here, and he had come out of one of the drug gangs and had just come to the Lord.
在 Contagem 有这个弟兄，他以前是在贩毒帮派里边。
You can see it's a very, very simple home. This brother's sitting on a propane tank, full of gas.
非常简单一个家，他坐在一个这个瓦斯的罐子上边。
And we're there and we're sharing.
我们在那边一起来分享。
And we went back the following year and we wanted to see him again.
下一年我们又去探望他。
It was tragic. The gang that he had tried to come out of.Murdered him because he left the gang.
那他以前所参加的那个帮派，因为他离开了，就把他给谋杀了。
You're not allowed to leave the gang once you're in it.
你进去就不能出来。
But thankfully, we'll touch a little more in a minute. There's some that have this provision where you get saved and they actually move you to another city away from your home gang.
那一会儿我们也会讲说，你出来，他们可以搬到另外一个城市去，离开那个帮派。
Just to show the contrast within one city, we have these dear brethren here having a home meeting. These are in Contagem, and then the next day you could be having lunch in a home that's pretty nice.
一天我们在那种地方聚集，下一天呢，在另外地方我们更在这种环境我们可以聚集。
As we mentioned, the ones in Rio, they live in the favelas also.
然后在里约热内卢，我们可以他们在那里的聚集。
Areas around, I actually don't have too many pictures of the. Some conditions are so poor that you feel guilty taking a picture of it.
这个有些地方的环境是如此的贫困恶劣，我都。我都不好感觉，不好来照相。我觉得不，我感觉不舒服来照相。
But anyway, one of the real blessings that we see within Brazil.
我们在巴西的一个蒙的祝福。
Actually, we see it in the U.S. and many places also.
我们在美国也看到。
Is the work that the Lord is doing among young people.
就是神在年轻人当中的工作。
We see here in this in Joinville. This is.A meeting with the young people one night.
有一天晚上在 Joinville 这个地方和年轻人的聚会。
We had a time together, and they not only are they desire to be together, but they intermarry with one another. They stay in the assembly. They go away to they go to the university, and they stay in the assembly.
那这些年轻人他们一起聚集，甚至有些都结婚，他们上大学回来也都在还是在一起聚集。
And the as we see so often in places, the older ones will be taking care of the younger ones. Very encouraging.
那很多这年长的来照顾这些年轻的，非常激励人心。
The young people in Brazil generally do have a very genuine, serious heart for the Lord.
巴西的年轻人一般来说对主真是有一颗真诚追
The society within Brazil is a very amoral, immoral society.
You
know, in the U.S., if you're a Christian, you can, there's a kind of a gray area between the world and the church, and that's shrinking, I know, but it's still there.
在美国，世界和教会之间有一个灰色地带。还是在那边的。
You can be, you can try to be in the church and then be in the world and not go too far in the world, but you can kind of manage that way. You can keep some of the friends that you like. You be accepted at school, accepted at work. There's this gray area some of us try to walk in.
有不少的比较年轻的，在教会里边，但是他们也想在世界里边有一点的。在朋友里边，在工作里边有一些的关系，在那边保持一些的关系。
But with the immoral society within Brazil, and also there's a power of spiritism that's there. One of the biggest religions is spiritism. Young people have to make it's a clear choice.
但是在巴西那边是一个道德上不道德，那边有一个宗教，就是说属灵的这种的宗教，年轻人都要做一个非常明确的决定。
Because so many slaves came over from Africa.
很多的奴隶从非洲来。
Also, many African religions were brought over also.
而且从非洲的当地一些当地的信仰也带到巴西去了。
And spiritism is very powerful within Brazil.
那种的各种的灵的那种的各种的运动在巴西有很多。
It's very open, it's very accepted.
非常的开放也被众人来接受。
And one of the things you never have to convince anybody in Brazil, whether they're a believer or an unbeliever,
在巴西有一件事情你不用说服任何人，信主的或者不信主的。
Is that there are two kingdoms?
就两批。
There's a kingdom of light and a kingdom of darkness.
就两个国度，属光的国度和黑暗的国度。
They know light and dark.
他们知道光和黑暗。
They might not know that light is Jesus Christ, but they know there's a light.
他们可能不知道光是基督耶稣，但是他们知道那边有光。
And so they realize that there's two spiritual influences.
他们明白有两种的属灵的影响。
And like in the U.S., it's like the enemy has done a great job of saying that there's no devil.
就像在美国这个这个。魔鬼就说他就是说没有魔鬼。
Many other countries are very aware of this.
那很多国家也都明白这一点。
That's why when you see these young people that have this heart for the Lord and desiring to be together, serving within the assemblies, it's so encouraging.
那所以说看到这一批年轻人，他们愿意聚集，愿意在那边服侍，非常的鼓励我们。
We see young people in every city. There are young people in Curitiba. It's another city in the south.The young people within that assembly in Belo Horizonte that we spoke of, young people in Salvador. But we see how God is working, and there's a seriousness, and these ones are coming up, and we've actually seen young brothers that we used to know as children are actually 30 years later responsible brothers within the assembly.
那我们感谢主，看到神在这些年轻人当中的工作。以前是小孩子，三十年以后，他们在聚会里面都是有负责的。
It is so encouraging to see these ones.
真是非常的鼓励我们。
Yes, I don't want to paint I want to paint an accurate picture. Yes, there are ones that make a choice to go to the world.
但是呢，我也要实话实说，的确是有人选择在那边去世界里面去了。
It just seems like it's so, the percentage is smaller than within our country.
那但是这个百分比好像比起我们来说，可能他们要更小一些。
One of the things too that keeps the young people within their assemblies.
那他们为了让年轻人在聚会当中。
Is the universities in Brazil they don't have dormitories.
巴西的大学没有学生宿舍。
So the vast majority of young people, they go to the university in their town and live at home.
所以大部分的年轻人去上大学但却是住在家里面。
So they're staying right there within the, they live in their home and they continue in their local assembly.
所以他们住在家里边他们继续去当地的聚会。
And most of them, it's very normal within the culture there too, that most of them live at home until they get married.
也 当地的的习俗也是非常也是这样，他们住在父母家里边，直到他们结婚的年龄。
Very rare that you know here of two or three sisters getting an apartment or a couple of brothers getting an apartment.
很少像我们这边两三个兄弟姐妹他们在一起搬出去住在一个公寓里边。
They stay at home. The family is it's a value there. It's a precious thing, which you can appreciate within the Chinese culture too.
所以他们就是住在家里边。那中国人呢，我们有这个传统，我们也欣赏这样子。
Much of it in the West, we've lost the value of the family.
很多在西方呢，我们也是注重这些家庭观念的。
And in regard to that too, one of the precious things about within the family is. The value and the preciousness of sisters within the assemblies.
那在家里边的一个价值观就是说，在聚会当中这些姊妹她们的价值。
The sisters are loving to get together.
姊妹们她们喜欢聚集在一起。
And what is so, what is a wonderful testimony?
是非常好的一个见证。
Is that within the Brazilian culture? Normally, there's the macho male that makes every decision.
在巴西文化里边，这些男的这些大男子主义，他们来做一切的决定。
But thankfully, within the assemblies, brothers are recognizing more and more the value of the sister.
那感谢主，在这些聚会的里边，越来越多的弟兄们发现姊妹们他们的价值。
How God created us in His image, male and female, He created us in His image.
神按照他的形象造男造女。
There's an equality there. Yes, a diversity of function, but there's an equality of life.
但是我们生命是平等，虽然我们的功用不一样。
And it's appreciate how these sisters are really assuming more and more responsibility in the assemblies and caring for their families.
我们也看到这些姊妹越来越多在聚会里边担负责任，她们也照顾她们自己的家庭。
And they sisters love to get together. As Stella here is with the sisters in Salvador. When we're in Londrina, these are the young people and young adults. And fortunately, most of them at that point, and they're young adults. Most of them speak English.
那我看到这些年轻的这些的姊妹们，她们大部分都是说英文的。
This red here, that's her hair. That's not blood running down her back. Okay.
那个不是她的血红的，是她的头发。
I looked at that slide. I said, "What is that?"
那不是血啊，是她的头发。
But these dear ones, and same, one of the things I love to be with the brothers there, and you know, we get conscious. Well, I can't have people over to my house because my rooms are so small.
那在那边弟兄们没有说觉得我的房子太小就不要来我们家，他们没有这样的问题。
This is wall-to-wall brothers in this little room that we had our meeting.
这个地方那么地方很小，这充满了弟兄们。
They just didn't come together for the picture.
他们不是这边来，就是为了这样
照照相。We were all sitting around having wonderful fellowship together.
我们坐在那边就彼此有很好的交通啊。
And also young brothers, we were having. I love pizza in Brazil is so different than pizza here.
这个巴西的披萨和我们这边披萨不一样。
So everywhere we go, they've learned I like pizza. So they use us as an excuse to get together and have pizza.
那他们我们去了，他们就是找这个借口去吃披萨。
And this during one of our times, some of the brothers had some questions. So we sitting around this table, just really genuine fellowship, caring for and having opportunities with one another.
那我们就有这个机会坐在一起，彼此交通，彼此扶持，回答一些问题。
And it's very encouraging because most of this generation, in their 20s, early 30s, they speak English pretty well.
那这一时代的人，二十岁、三十岁，他们英文讲的都非常好。
Because they know to get a good job, they have to be able to speak English.
因为他们要找到好工作，一定要说英文的。
English is the international business language.
因为英文是国际贸易的语言。
If they work in IT or engineering or whatever they can work in, they learn English, and so it sure makes it easier for Stella and I to communicate with them.
他们要做工程，做这个做 IT， 他们都要学英文的，所以我和斯拉去跟他们沟通就容易很多。
We also we've had the blessing is it's to go and be with. Some of the children in public schools while we're down there.
我们在那边时候也可以和公立学校的小学生的孩子们在一起。
The teachers are able to have us in because we're foreigners, and so we can introduce and show, tell to the kids about America, United States.
那我们去了，他让孩子们站起来，我们可以在向他们来介绍美国是什么样子的。
Now we're not allowed to go in on our own and start to share the gospel.
那我们自己去讲福音是不允许的。
But if one of the kids mentions something about the Lord, we can take advantage of that.
那如果说有一个孩子，如果他提起来讲到主的话，那我们就可以顺题发挥。
We've learned a little trick, if you want to use. Well, we've learned a way to get the door open. Trick doesn't sound right. That sounds subversive. We've learned a way to get the door open for this gospel to go forth.
那我们就能够找到这样的方法，能够把门打开来传福音。
They will usually ask us the question, "Why are you here?"
有他们经常问你们为什么来这里啊
？And like in this assembly, if this school, this sister here is the teacher, and we say, "Well, we're here to see our sister Martha."
我就说我们来这边来见那个姊妹啊 ，Martha。
Well, we're white and she's black, so that initially they say, "What do you mean, our sister, your sister?"
他说我们的确是白的 白人他们是黑
And we
你们为什么
said,
他们就问你们为什么是这个姊妹呢是什么意思、啊、为什么管她叫姊妹、啊、
They're kind of wondering and then we say yes and we have the same elder brother
而且我们有一个同样的一个长的一个弟兄
And they said really? And all of us you'll start to notice one or two of the kids their eyes will kind of it'll start to click just a couple will start and we say yes and we have the same father
你发现有些孩子们就开始就是注意了，我们有同样的有一个父亲。
Some are starting to figure it out.
有些人就开始明白了。
By then we'll say, well, now, would you happen to know what our elder brother's name is? And a couple of us, Jesus. And so that opens the door, and then we can go.
说我们长兄是谁吗？
That's why we're here. To tell you, you know, so you thank the Lord. They're very open. They want to, you know, they will. Some of them, if they're from a poor area, they're not really aware of what goes on in the world. I mean, we've had kids ask us. I know Stella was in a class one time, and they said, "Now, do you have dinosaurs? You've been to Jurassic Park?" And you know, they don't know the difference between what's imaginary in a movie like Jurassic Park, which most kids here would, and what they don't know what's real and what's not.
那这帮孩子们，因为他们这个世对世界了解很少，他就问一些这问题说：“你们有没有去过见过恐龙啊？去过侏罗纪公园这些地方？”他们分不清这个电影里边和实际的世界。
You know, they always ask about Disneyland, Disney World. You know, they always ask. That's where their concepts.
那他们就问关乎迪士尼乐园这些的都，他们的想的都是这些。
But then it's wonderful too how as we start talking about the Lord, they will different ones will talk about how they're Christians.
那我们开始讲到主呢，他们也说他们也是基督徒。
And we can arrange and we can ask, does everybody have a Bible in their home?
我就问他们谁家里边有圣经呢？
And a couple of them will say, oh yeah, we have one that sits on the table all the time. We have a big Bible right there. Anybody ever read it? No.
就是两个说，我们家里边有一只放在一边，有没有人读？说没有人读。
And so this was another school we went to, and it's just it's a blessing to see these kids and just how to as you open up about the Lord, they will respond, and it's very thankful. And the teachers, it gives the teachers opportunities to follow up also.
那每次去这些学校，我们打开讲到主的事情，然后给老师们有机会能够跟进，是非常很大的一个祝福。
I mentioned one time too about a little bit ago how when we visited this drug rehab center. This was outside of Rio. This is a place where when a believer gets saved out of a gang, most of them have a drug problem. So they can come to this drug rehab center. They can get rehab and go through some rehabilitation.
这个地方是在里约热内卢外部的一个从以前是吸毒恢复中心，他们以前吸毒来，然后来这边，他们能够来恢复过来。
You can look in their face, and some of them who've been there longer, there's a clarity about them. Others, you just look and there's darkness.
你看到他们有些人还行，另外一些人你看到他们脸上有种黑暗在他们眼神里边。
I still remember Stella was talking to one, and he was a nice young man, and Stella was talking to him, and yada yada, and he talked about something he'd been through in life. Well, why had you been in jail? Or he said, oh, I just killed somebody. But it was just, he was talking about, you know, I did this, I did that, and I killed somebody. And it was like, it hadn't registered, really. He just, that was normal within the environment. And it's like, okay, you killed him. You murdered that guy, all right. They'll move them to another place where they're not known and try to help them get a job and relocate.
那我就跟这些年轻人形容一个人说，你为什么在这种环境里面？如果我在那边那种环境里边，我枪杀了一个人，然后他说现在被弄出来，然后要被转到另外一个地方，这是他们这些在这种环境当中那些他们所经历这些的事情。
And we're thankful too how I need to wrap this up here. We're getting a little pressed for time. Need to wrap this up, but we the various conferences we go to. There's one in particular we've had the last couple of years, and it's called Curitiba. It's their gathering in southern Brazil.
那在科尔奇巴这个地方，过去几年时间我们有这样的特会。
If you just remember the name Curitiba, just pray for the brethren there.
我们如果说我们想起这个地方科尔奇巴，我们就为那个地方来祷告。
3 years ago in 2022, they had there was several, about six or seven assemblies in this town.
那在 3年以前, 2022年, 在这个地方有三个聚会的地方。
And in the past, they had not gotten along together.
他们过去彼此关系不好。
But I think through COVID and prayers, the Lord touched their heart. They said, we all believe in the Lord and we have similar thoughts on purpose and all. We should really have more fellowship together.
那经过疫情以后，他们就觉得我们都是属主的，我们所想的都是信的都是一样的。那我们应该在一起来聚集在一起。This
is a town of about 3 million people, so it's not possible just to have one meeting. They were in various parts of the town.
那这个地方有300万人，所以他们就分散在不同的地方。So
the brothers from these assemblies, they asked us to come down in 2022 to have. They were all going to come together for the first time, and they really wanted to stand for the oneness and unity they had in the Lord.
所以2022年第一次他们邀请我们过去有这样一个特会，他们就在一起三处聚集在一起，有这样一个合一的一个聚会。
And the first couple of years, it went so precious. They were coming together. They were starting to fellowship with one another. Brothers from this assembly would visit this assembly. It was a life that was really very precious that you don't see so often manifest.
那头两年就是他们有这样一个合一，他们彼此有连接，一个地方要去另外一个地方的，他们彼此要探望，他们在现今这个时代里边看到这样的光景是非常的宝贵。But
then after a few years, the enemy took notice of this.
那几年以后，仇敌他就注意到了。And
one of the key brothers was discovered in an immoral situation.
有一个主要负责的弟兄，他发现。 在个人道德上有出了很大的问题。And
it just came in and it just shattered everything. Trust was broken. They can't get together anymore.
那这个就打破了一切过去几年的那种和谐的光景，那他们就不能在一起聚会了。Just
pray the Lord could recover that.
那求主能够恢复他们。
There was a reality of what was going on, but the enemy took advantage of the frailties of man, the sins of man, and disrupted what the Lord was doing.
那在那边曾经有这样，真是一个实际的光景。但是，这个仇敌他就抓住人性的软弱，他来破坏神的工作。But
then we know the Lord is able. He's our God of hope.
但是我们知道我们的主他是能的，他能够，他是全能的神。
And then the other conferences, there's all types of accommodations.
其他的特会有他们各样的安排。We
have a very nice cabin right down the hill.
我们在山下有非常好的住的木屋。I
don't know what some of the young guys or gals, where they put you in, if anybody's complaining about their room or situation.
那我不知道年轻的弟兄姐妹他们怎么样，但是无论怎么样。
But this is the accommodation. It's one of these conferences.
那这个就是他们那边特会所住宿的地方。This
is one little room where the sisters, the brothers have their own room.
这个是姊妹的房间，弟兄们有他们自己的房间。There's
three layers of beds.
三层房的床。And
there's three, it's three, there's basically nine beds on each side.
然后有九张 每边有九张床。
There's no air conditioning. There's not even a fan in the room.
没空调，连这个电扇都没有。
And the temperature is going to be Celsius between 35 and 40.
这个温度大概是三十到四十摄氏度。
They're so happy to be there.
但是他们在那边是那么的喜乐。
You don't hear complaints from them.
你听不到谁在那边抱怨。
But we just see how we can take things for granted.
但是很多时候我就看到我们自己对很多事情都理所当然。
The boys' accommodation, the boys and the men, they were all in this one big room.
男生在这个大厅里边来住。
They had to bring some fans in, move some air around.
你看有这些电扇什么的。
And to help the cost of these conferences, they prepare their own food.
那为了减少这些特会开支，他们自己做饭。
These are just all brothers and sisters, and you're gonna.When you sign up to the conference, you're going to be signed up for either kitchen duty or washing dishes duty.
就是你如果要参加这样特会的话
you're going to be working.
你要么去做饭，要么去洗盘子，你一定会去做工的。
And so, man, the food is pretty good, though.
但是这个饭食很好吃。
And then this is like one of the conference sites. It's no, they're most of them have their open air type things just to keep air circulating.
那这个是室外的特会啊，有这个空流通空气。
This is one in the city of Salvador.
The Salvador.
And they're the ones in Salvador a little more. They're pretty lively.
那他们也非常的活跃的。
Yeah, and let me see if I can. I don't know. Let me see. If I can. How do I get that off?There you go. They're a little livelier.
非常活跃啊。
They move around and, you know, they're enjoying themselves.
他们也是非常的这个喜欢。
Oh, so let's see back here. Yeah. They enjoy themselves. Whoops. Okay. I don't know how to, anyway, oh, here it is. I just found that little thing. There it is.There's actually Stella in the back there.
Stella, here's
our
Stella.
She's, you know, I couldn't work it out so you could hear the sound, but it's just, they're very thankful. But also, during all of our travels, we travel by car, plane, everything, we also many times have experienced the Lord's mercies.
我们去各地，要么坐车怎么样？我们经过神的怜悯。
This is one of the roads that we have to travel to get to one of the airports.
是去一个机场，我们要经过这一段路。
And it was either one or two days after we went right along this stretch.
那就是我们开过一两天之后。
That they had this huge mudslide right here.
他们有这个土崩的情况。
I think it was about 12 or 15 people were killed. This is a big tractor trailer truck, and there's a couple of more trucks and cars down here.
有些车，有一些的大的货车什么的，十二到十五个人丧生。
And you see how the Lord just watches over and protects you. It's just very you take things for granted, then all of a sudden something like this happens, and you just see the mercy of the Lord.
主就保守我们这样，我们平时觉得没什么，但是出现这样的事情，我们就看到主真实的手，他的怜悯来扶持我们，保守我们。
I know, I'm just very, very thankful for the opportunity we've had to be with our brethren in Brazil.
所以我们能够和巴西弟兄姐妹在一起，非常感恩。
And we have, actually, they are the ones that have ministered to us.
其实呢，是他们来服侍我们。
And we're the richer for it.
我们是因为他们得到更多的富足。
And so, just as you would have time, and the Lord puts it on your heart, pray for the brethren there.
所以，如果你有放在心里边，来为那边的弟兄姐妹们来祷告。
They face a lot of challenges, political turmoil, economic turmoil, various things.
他们面对很多难处，政治上或者经济上各种的挑战难处。
As many know from other countries, it's a very corrupt place.
而我们也知道那个国家是非常腐败的国家。
But in the midst of that darkness, the Lord is doing a great work of building His church.
但是在那种黑暗的地方，神在那边来建造他的教会。
Of drawing ones to Himself.
把人吸引到他自己面前来。
And we just pray the Lord would be able to continue to do that.
我们求主能够继续做这样的工作。
Lord, we do just commit this into your hands.
主，我们把这些都交托在你的手中。
It's humbling to see how these dear ones have pressed on and overcome in the midst of situations.
主，我们看到这些亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，他们在难处这当中这样追求，真是让我们谦卑我们。
Just may we be encouraged. May we learn from them.
主啊，真是鼓励我们从他们身上来学习。
And cause us to be faithful in our situations.
主，让我们在我们的环境当中也能够来忠心。
In your precious name, we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.